In many cases, the task of combating the global climate crisis starts at home, with local leaders taking charge. I'm joined now by two mayors to discuss President Biden's changes to climate and energy policies. They are Patrick Payton. He's the mayor of Midland, Texas, and William Peduto. He's the mayor of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's very good to have both of you joining us. Thank you so much. Mayor Payton, I'm going to start with you, but I'll ask you both the same question. Overall, what is your reaction to what the Biden administration is rolling out on climate change?
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here with you, and hello to the mayor from Pittsburgh, and sorry about your Steelers. But really, we're kind of used to this. Over the last 12 to 16 years, we've watched executive orders be traded back and forth, and but here in the Permian Basin, well over 200,000 people are going to get up tomorrow, and they're going to work in the oil and gas industry as well as the wind and solar industry, because out here we realize that it's really going to be all of the above as we move forward into the 21st century. So while China will burn more coal today than the rest of the civilized world, we out here know what it takes to build a robust energy economy, what it's going to take to create those jobs. We're already doing that in the wind and solar environment. We also know that for us to have the power grid that we're going to have, for you to plug in your electric vehicle and get it charged, it's going to take the oil and gas industry. So in listening to Ms. McCarthy, I'm hoping that they really do mean we're going to have a long, inclusive conversation in this and stop demonizing the oil and gas industry, who is going to have to be the backbone of building towards an energy future. So we'll see. I'm skeptical on all sides, just because we've seen this executive order thing happen through the Obama administration, through the Trump administration, now through the Biden administration, but we still see no legislative work forward. And I think part of that's because legislators know it's going to require an all-in effort and not a demonization effort of either side. So we'll see if we can move forward with a wholehearted discussion covering all the issues and no longer demonizing the industry that makes it possible for you to carry your Nalgene bottle and wear your Patagonia clothes while at the same time you can drive your electric vehicle.
And Mayor Peduto, Pittsburgh, and I, as I pose this question to you, I'm thinking of what President Trump and Senator Ted Cruz said at times. You know, it should be all about not Paris, but Pittsburgh, and a reference to the Paris Climate Accord, which, of course, this administration has rejoined. But what is your overall take on what the administration's saying it will do?
You know, we've been working together in the Northern Appalachia region and within the Ohio Valley, mayors from eight cities who've joined together from West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky to present an American Marshall Plan, a plan that would invest in the areas that will be the hardest hit from the inevitable transformation into renewable energy and green technology. The world is going in one direction, and I think the Biden administration today recognizes that. And the question is, do we want to be in a position in the future when we electrify our public transit fleets around the country that the only option available to us is to buy buses from China, when we could be building them in Lordstown and helping the people of Youngstown? Should we be buying our wind turbines from Germany when they could be manufactured with United States steel right here in Pennsylvania and assembled in West Virginia? Or should we be—
Well, let me interrupt you and say, are you saying you fear that the Biden administration is not paying sufficient attention to buying American, building American?
No, quite the opposite. I think that in the initiatives that they announced yesterday on Buy American initiatives, and that they're presenting 40% of this plan into areas that have been left behind in the changing economy, that they're cognizant that we can't just change by throwing a light switch, which would leave areas behind, but we have to invest in those areas so that they have an opportunity to catch up with the rest of the United States. I think the Biden plan is a pragmatic and progressive approach to be able to address the inevitable change in economics and in the delivery of energy, and allowing the United States to compete in the 21st century and not follow.
And back to you, Mayor Payton, in Midland, Texas. I heard you saying you hope the Biden administration means what it says. How will you judge that, and how will you reach out to them? Do you feel they'll listen to you as you make the case for your community, for your economy, for the livelihood of your people?
Well, as you've noticed throughout this country over the last several years, we talk in extremes and we don't moderate the middle path where we can have a discussion of all of the above. The fact of the matter is we're getting left behind by China because, as I said a minute ago, China will burn more coal today than the rest of the civilized world. And so until we get to a place where we are going to recognize that the oil and gas industry is the backbone of powering this country, that we can also together move forward with the oil and gas industry that provides the byproducts, that provide for the electric vehicles, that provide for the buses that were just mentioned, that drive the factories that are going to produce the steel, when we're ready to just sit down and have that conversation and the political environment doesn't demonize the oil and gas industry or demonize an entire region made up of over 200,000 people who will wake up tomorrow morning and they will go to their jobs in the oil and gas sector and in the wind and solar sector producing the cheap, reliable, and abundant energy, then we'll see if they're going to have that conversation. Because as Ms. McCarthy said, it's not going to happen in 2 years or 2 weeks. It's not going to happen in 4 years. It's going to be a 20 to 30 year transition, but it will not happen without the oil and gas industry.
I hear you, but just quickly, are you saying you think the Biden administration is demonizing the oil and gas industry, or do you believe they're open to hearing your arguments and the arguments of your people?
I think the Democrat left has demonized the oil and gas industry from the far extreme left side. So we'll see if Mr. Biden, in his conversation of unity and having conversations, also that Ms. McCarthy mentioned just a minute ago, really mean that. And that's going to take both sides to get their radical sides out of the debate and get into the middle and have this discussion. Because for the longest time, the oil and gas industry has been demonized. And so we'll see if they mean to bring everybody into the fold and have that conversation.
And Mayor Peduto, in just a few seconds, what do you say in response to that? Where do you think the administration will come down on that?
Yeah, I do believe that they'll be pragmatic. They have an understanding of the workers and a compassion to making sure that there's a just transition. Look, Pittsburgh is where oil was discovered at the Drake Well, just north of our city. Coal was discovered along the shores of our Monongahela River. We sit at one of the largest reserves of natural gas in the world. And yet there's more jobs in green and renewable energy than oil, gas, and coal combined.
That's not true.
The future is here. No, I'm talking about Pittsburgh and Allegheny County. Pittsburgh and Allegheny County, our numbers are now even higher than Philadelphia.
Mr. Mayor Peduto, Mayor
Payton, Permian Basin.
We thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Sorry to leave it there. We appreciate you both. Thank you.